Welcome to the Global from Asia podcast, where the daunting process of running an international business from Hong Kong is broken down into straight up actionable advice. And now, your host, Michael Michelini.
Welcome everybody to episode 38, Global from Asia podcast. Still keeping these going weekly and I'm really enjoying it. I hope you guys are too. I've gotten a bunch of signups for my new email newsletter. Thanks everybody for your interest. I'll sure to keep you all posted about special updates and news from the show. Okay, and now for this week's show, we have Andrew Chan from AfterShip.com, an e-commerce service company to help sellers centralize all their order tracking and notifications in one system. I've watched him and the company grow since they first started in a 2011 startup weekend in Hong Kong, and they've definitely been growing like crazy. So today's show is kind of a mix of their story and how they got going and what they do, as well as I know it's a popular topic, gotten some interesting feedback about fulfillment and e-commerce solutions inside of Asia for people selling worldwide. So without further ado, let's get started. Okay, thank you everybody for tuning in to another Global from Asia podcast. We are here with Andrew Chan from AfterShip. Thank you for being here, Andrew.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for the invitation.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for being a guest on the show. Can you introduce yourself to our listeners?
Sure. My name is Andrew. So we are based in Hong Kong. My startup is AfterShip. So what we do is a package tracking platform for online retailers, and we support over 180 carriers. What we do is we provide a package tracking API for retailers like Groupon Goods or Etsy.com or Wish.com. Those online merchants or platforms, they need to track like thousands or millions of shipments.
Cool. You guys are really special for me. I remember you guys won the Startup Weekend, I think that was in 2012, at the Global Battle. And yeah. Even globally, you guys were like the top voted. So I'm really proud of you guys. And you really do a great job for like the Hong Kong and Asia like startup scene. So thanks for that. Do you mind maybe sharing the early days stories?
Sure, sure. So actually, it's back in December 2011. And Teddy, my another co-founder, and I met at the Startup Weekend Hong Kong. And that was the first Startup Weekend in Hong Kong. And we became the winner there and then become the global winner, which is the winner of all the Startup Weekend winner in other cities. So from that point, we decided to, okay, let's be serious with AfterShip. And then we were at Singapore and then we met our first angel investor. And then we have beta launch and then we have an official launch last, I think in October or July. And last year, December, we met IDG, which is a VC in China, which is the earliest stage investor of Tencent and Baidu. And in this year, May, we closed a Series A, which is $1 million with them.
Yes, great. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I've read about that in the news and you know, again, this is really good example for people in Hong Kong and, you know, everybody supporting you as much as we can. So a lot of people actually don't have it in my list of questions, but maybe your process of getting investors, both angel or Series A, or just maybe some tips for other companies.
Yeah. So our product is targeting online retailers. So it's a B2B. So this stage for angel investors, they are looking for a startup that has traction. If you are B2B, maybe you should have at least like 1,000, 2,000 merchant customers. But if you are a B2C customer's business model yet, you need to have more, maybe 30,000 users or something like that before approaching the angel investors. So it's not just a concept. You need some traction for angel investor. But for the VC, this time we have IDG. So luckily they approach us instead of we approach them for the first meeting. So we didn't plan to raise any fund back in December when we actually have a break even. So we are starting making profit and from that point. But at that point, we are thinking, okay, somebody are interested and we are actually want to accelerate. How can we do it? And this funding actually comes in the right time. So we decided to take it and this is a very good partner. And so that's why, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, IDG, especially in China, but even it's also global. People in the US know them. And I think you're definitely right by taking that investment. So maybe back into the business side, Mm-hmm. About your users, e-commerce businesses and merchants, is it US, Asia, Europe? Can you give us some ideas?
Yeah. So our 60% of users are based in US, and then the rest are more Europe and Latin America, and India, actually. And for Asia, it's not really a lot, but we have some key Asia players as well. So in US, some bigger names, as I said, Groupon Goods. So they ship around 1 million shipments per month. And Etsy.com, and Wish.com, which is a mobile commerce. In Asia, we have some from Rocket Internet, which is like Lazada, Zalora, and Lamindo. And for Europe, I don't have big names right now, but there are some users from Russia using it. So people all over the world, they need a track package, and then they found us through Google, actually Google search, and they found us our service.
Yeah, it's amazing the international business and Google and searching and finding customers around the world. So I did notice you said not as many in Asia, which is a little bit disappointing, right? I'm American. I've done e-commerce since I was in the US, you know, 10 years ago, and eBay and everything. And when I came to Asia, it's true, there's especially in 2007, it was mostly sourcing, logistics, B2B, and then he would ship it to like the US warehouse to fulfill. You know, on my show here on Global from Asia, a lot of people are emailing and asking, they want to do global fulfillment from Asia. I'm not sure if you have any experience or tips on that.
Yeah, actually, people want to ship from Asia because maybe they produce the products in China. They want to ship from, let's say, from Hong Kong or fulfillment from Hong Kong. But one tricky part is fulfillment from Hong Kong. Well, when you're shipping electronic stuff or some dangerous goods overseas, then you need to really be careful with your logistics partners. So nowadays, shipping electronic stuff is not easy from Hong Kong anymore. Two years ago, it's easier. So nowadays, logistics companies are very careful when shipping electronic stuff. So, I mean, it's good. It's a great idea to do fulfillment from Hong Kong, but just have to pick carefully the fulfillment partners.
Yeah, actually, on our couple episodes ago, we had a Kickstarter guest, and he's done two Kickstarters, and he fulfilled from Asia, and he was explaining the nightmare that he had of trying to make that happen and the different companies he went through. It still seems like, I guess it's still most reasonable to do it from the US than from Asia.
Yeah, I think the cost-wise, shipping like fulfillment from Hong Kong could be possible for international shipment. But just has to be, many Kickstarter projects, they didn't take consideration of the logistics costs when they designed the pricing. But actually, that's very dangerous because international shipments can cost more than you think. If you choose DHL, UPS, and versus, let's say, postal service like Hong Kong Post or China Post or Singapore Post to international countries, the cost could be a big gap. And the expectation, like using UPS versus postal service, is different. It's kind of like 2 days versus like 7 days to 2 weeks. So this kind of expectation and pricing consideration should be considered when you do the pricing in the Kickstarter projects. Otherwise, you may make a project that is losing money.
Yeah, I actually meet a lot of people coming here to do Kickstarters, and there's still a big gap between people that can do a really good campaign to raise money and the ones that can fulfill the guys that actually can produce it. There's still that gap. So actually, I'm still off topic and I'm interested. Could you Aftership integrate with Kickstarter? Or I mean, how would...
We actually thought about it, but we know that Kickstarter's site, they don't have good shopping cart platform. You don't really input back the tracking numbers back to your Kickstarter projects, and the Kickstarters, they don't send out shipping notifications on the tracking numbers from the backers. So most of the Kickstarter's project owner, they will simply upload a CSV file that contains the order information, product information, and the tracking number back to Aftership system. And then Aftership will automatically send out delivery updates when there's in transit for delivery email notification together with the tracking number and tracking link to the backers. So that's mostly what Kickstarters do, the projects do. But once the Kickstarter projects continue, they will open an online store, maybe through Shopify or BigCommerce. And in that case, we have direct integration.
Cool. Yeah, I've looked at your systems. It's really great. And you keep improving, which is amazing. Actually, also shipping calculators. And you said losing money on shipping. I currently actively doing an e-commerce business. I actually sold my original e-commerce business.
You know, what did you sell before?
I was doing bar supplies, like kitchen and bar. I also was losing a lot of money on logistics. This was hard with split shipments and drop shipping from multiple suppliers and B2B and B2C. So I definitely understand the pain point you're solving. How about Asia? If somebody was to say to try to do Asia fulfillment, I know shipping calculators is almost impossible too sometimes with like zip codes and tracking. I mean, could somebody use your service to kind of make their own fulfillment kind of agreement with a factory or a...
You mean like to use our software to, let's say, print label or to choose a shipping provider or something?
Yeah, I mean, maybe some listeners are here trying to kind of make their own fulfillment. I know a lot of times I would try to talk to factories for fulfillment. So usually factories aren't very technically advanced. So you just have to send to them to do it. And I'm wondering if there's kind of DIY service there.
Got it. So we don't have a service right now for shipping. So we usually will, let's say if you have Kickstarter projects, we recommend some fulfillment company in Hong Kong that more experienced shipping. Usually Kickstarter projects have electronic stuff, so have battery inside. So we recommend some partners that have experience dealing with battery. So they will know which carriers they should use for, let's say, for USA, for Australia, for Canada, or Brazil. So if you just ask a factory and do a fulfillment service for you, at the end, it's just dangerous. They may not provide you tracking numbers, and you can't really provide the tracking numbers back to your backers. So it's not just they can do or not, but it's more about which carriers they're using, whether the carriers can provide the tracking number, and this fulfillment company giving you back those tracking number, and whether they can ship on time. So I would say picking a fulfillment company has to be very careful.
Yeah, I'd agree on that. I've gone through about 5 or 6 of my previous business. Yeah. So that is definitely critical with e-commerce. I think, you know, like I said, there's this gap between maybe Western entrepreneurs and maybe Asian or Eastern factories or suppliers because of technology in it. But fulfillment is a critical part of e-commerce, not just selling and marketing, but you got to actually deliver what you sold.
Just want to, at one point, what I say is they may be able to ship your product on time to your customers. But when shipping international, especially those Kickstarter projects, the time frame is very important. Let's say if you're using postal service and then the tracking number is very key. So whether the fulfillment house have integration with your system or can provide you a list of tracking number together with the order ID, Excel file, for example, is very key. So sometimes some fulfillment company just can't provide that. Then it's not, for me, it's a big no to choose that fulfillment company.
Got it.
Yeah.
Cool. So also say somebody's just getting started or they maybe have a fresh Hong Kong company. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think also it's B2C, let's say B2C, rather lightweight goods. Maybe we'll say non-electronic. Maybe it's, I think iPhone cases. I know so many people doing iPhone cases, but let's maybe say something like that. That's not electronic. What would you maybe recommend them?
Yeah, I actually asked my business partner who has been in the online retailer business for 8 years. So he actually recommends electronic stuff or high value stuff. Can be jewelry or can be clothing, but high value. Yeah. But when I say like shipping electronic stuff is tough, but there are ways to do it. And you just need to find a good logistics partner. The reason for doing electronics or clothing is just because for some countries, buying that using the normal method, I mean, it's like buying in a shop or local online store, the pricing is higher than buying directly from Hong Kong online store, for example. So Hong Kong still have a price competitiveness on selling the electronic stuff overseas. So yeah, it's still okay. But in long run, probably we'll recommend the online store having their own product, if possible, your own brand, your own unique products, instead of trying to do trading, meaning you're just reselling some people's stuff to other customers. Yeah,
I agree. It's definitely the trend. Like I know maybe it was 5 years ago, everybody's making dropship websites with like every single product and no brand and... dropship from like electronics market or something. Definitely think that's changing now. And it's definitely good tips. I really appreciate those tips. So, you know, I'm kind of wrapping up.
Sure.
How do you propose people interested in you or Aftership can reach out? Is emailing or social media? Or
Yeah, just email me at andrew@aftership.com or just Facebook, Twitter at Aftership, and you can find us. We are happy to talk to e-commerce players in Asia and definitely to want to know their requirements. So we are expanding the service of Aftership, not just on tracking, maybe on some shipping tools for e-commerce players. So we are happy to talk to everyone.
Yeah. Great, great. I'll also send some people your way too, and people I think appreciate your show and being on a show and everything. So thanks so much, Andrew.
Thanks so much, Michael.
Alrighty, that's a wrap. Thank you so much, Andrew, for sharing and taking your time out of your day for that. I really appreciate it. I know you're so busy with getting funding and growing your business. Amazing. So I actually feel like I got some hints that maybe he'll actually have some solutions for e-commerce fulfillment in Hong Kong. Maybe I just read into that too much, but I'll keep you all posted of how that develops. And also on the Global from Asia email subscription, I have a poll and of a survey, and I asked some feedback about people signing up, and I've learned already a little bit about it. Seems like some people already have Hong Kong companies open that are listening and that they want to kind of learn more about China business as well as sales and marketing within Asia region. So that's pretty interesting. And they also like the interviews. So I'll keep that in mind and I'll keep you all posted about how things develop. Thanks. Take a great day.
To get more info about running an international business via Hong Kong, please visit our website at www.globalfromasia.com. That's www.globalfromasia.com. Also, be sure to subscribe to our iTunes feed. Thanks for tuning in.